today on The Dark Side of Justice is Served. A man who punched his 2-year-old to death is found dead in his California cell. Yay! LA funeral home owner accused of letting bodies rot in shocking case. A Michigan Republican who made lieback rape comments loses to a Democrat. Those stories and more today on The Dark Side of.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is The Dark Side of.
That indeed it is. Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any episodes of the program. And if you're over on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review that helps other folks know that we happen to exist. So please do that. Tony and Stacey Cole with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Hey, it's spring, I think.
Yes, it's flooding season.
I saw some pictures that you've posted.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of shit going on, man.
We had, I think, like 5 or 6 inches of rain in about 5 hours last night. So my driveway is gone, at least the part that goes over the creek. So the driveway is there. I can go down. We can drive about 5 acres and then you're stuck because that part's now missing. And my pool got filled last night too, by God. So it's little mucky, if you will. So I'm kind of thinking of it more like a mud bath, kind of spa like. So I was playing some Enya out there this morning and I decided to jump in and I just kind of float around for a little bit. And I slowly looked over and there right next to me were a couple leeches. And I thought, oh, leeching, that used to be a thing. I bet we could.
Yeah, that was a medieval thing. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think there's like probably some advanced spas that maybe still use it as some sort of technique. So I was sitting there and got a little leeching done and sat in the mud bath, got all the toxins out of me while I was sitting in toxins. And
what a great way to turn a shitty situation into a good situation.
It was amazing.
Hey, don't you dare knock Enya, because you know, once in a great while, it's a good listen.
Remember that was like a current song, and yes. It was being played on Top 40 radio. It fit. Mm-hmm. It did not fit at all. We're going from like Nelly to Enya.
Yeah, was such a weird transition. It made no sense, but somebody got paid to have that played somewhere.
What are we doing? Yes. And I'm
just
not knocking.
Didn't make any sense.
I know. I'm not knocking Enya. She, I mean, in her own respective genre, just fine. Just kind of weird coming out of Nelly. So that was my morning. Another interesting thing that I wanted to bring up on this show, because we talk about a lot of dark shit. And it's something I noticed in this last week. And I think I'm kind of like having a recentering going on of my opinions on things and my understanding of things just over the last 2 years of how much, you know, how much bullshit we've been fed, basically, of things that are true, not true, and do this, do that. I mean, especially with COVID, it's just like, okay. And for a lot of it, I sat there and I went, well, no, this is the only way. This is the way we have to do it. And that's it. And I really didn't look a whole, and I've always like prided myself on like doing more research and like looking into things. But with some of it was like, well, the expert is saying this, so we should probably do that. And I've had my eyes opened a little bit more to this with some people in my life that have differing opinions, which I think is a healthy thing to have people that have differing opinions. If you're willing to like hear them out and go, okay, I respect yours, respect mine, but I'm willing to hear yours and I'm willing to adjust mine too. If what you present is more compelling than what I've been going with, that's how you grow. That's how you learn.
I was just going to say that is how you grow.
Exactly.
And learn. Absolutely.
Most people don't. You just kind of sit there, you dig in and you dig in and you fight and you fight, no matter what side you're on about anything. But I've been really kind of digging into some things over the last couple of weeks. And something that really firsthand shocked me is the censorship that's going on out there. I was talking with my significant other, my girlfriend, and we were talking about conspiracy theories the other day. And we were just like, And I was trying to talk about one that has always fascinated me, and that's World Trade Center 7, which is the build. And most people don't even know what this is. But World Trade Center 7 was the large 40-some story building. This would be like a huge fucking building in almost any city, but it's New York, so it like looked tiny. But it was huge. Big rectangle building.
Is this the one that collapsed?
Yeah. At 5:20-something in the afternoon. I remember watching it on live television when it happened.
Yeah.
And so the two towers go down at 5-something in the afternoon. This ginormous building, big rectangle, not the shape of the Twin Towers, collapsed in its own footprint on itself. Didn't tip over. It just literally went. Now, and first, there were explosions. I remember watching this, and I look back at video clips, and there's some out there. But I remember like researching this 10 years ago, and you could find tons of shit on it. You could find all sorts of like theories and this and videos and websites and all sorts of interesting things, which were all opinions. It wasn't like nobody was saying like the government did this or that. There was just like, explain this. This doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. How did this thing collapse the way it did? And if it was controlled going down, which it certainly appears to have been, who did it? How did you do it? Because anyone who knows demolition, that's not an easy task to take in an active office building.
Right. No, it's something. I mean, if you've ever watched a building come down, I remember this is going to make me sound really old, but the Met Stadium, I think it was Met Center in Bloomington, Minnesota was leveled so that they could build the Mall of America.
Yeah.
Huge mall, biggest mall in the United States, right?
Yep.
I think
it was, yeah. I don't know if it's probably.
I think it still is. It's not the biggest in North America. I feel like there's another one in Canada that's bigger, but
in US
there was a stadium in its spot. They used to play hockey there. Mm-hmm. There was another stadium next door, but when that stadium, the hockey stadium, was taken down, it took a week of them placing explosives and getting all of it just perfectly right.
Yeah.
So that when they hit those buttons, it came down in such a perfect way that it wasn't going to damage anything around it. Mm-hmm. It was just going to implode and be done.
And it was already gutted too, like down to the, so, I mean, there was a lot of internal work that was, so World Trade Center 7 has always been a fascination because it doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
And you can argue the other two, too, don't make a lot of sense either. But this one really doesn't make any sense. And there's never been, it's always just been brushed over and like not talked about. And like, well, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I've always been curious about it. And I said, well, have you ever heard about World Trade Center 7? She's like, no, I haven't. And she was a bit, she's a few years younger than me. So she was, you know, early teen when this stuff happened.
Right.
And I said, well, I'm going to find I remember there was a documentary that came out about it. And oh my God, try to find information on that now.
It's hard.
Oh my God. I was amazed. I understood to a certain extent, you know, when we had people saying absolutely crazy, dangerous shit, how things got censored. But it's like, oh, they didn't just censor that. They censored fucking everything that has a differing opinion than the narrative that seemingly the government wants us to go with. Because it's like, I can't find information on that. I was looking up other conspiracy type things, couldn't find. I mean, you really gotta fucking dig. And even then,
who do you think is censoring? When we say the government,
I know,
you know, that's an all-encompassing,
it is,
blanket statement.
But this is,
I want it, when somebody says that, I want to know, who specifically do you think has taken it upon themselves as a department to say, we got to stop this shit right now?
Well, you know, and it's private companies. Because you got Google, you got Yahoo, if you still use Yahoo.
Facebook.
And Facebook and all these things. And it's like,
yeah,
where is the information? And it was, and I was like, oh, I kind of understand more about Elon Musk with buying Twitter. Like, I want a place where people can talk freely. I didn't realize how censored things were. I just was under the assumption, because I've just been kind of not paying that much attention, I guess, or doing my homework and thinking, oh, yeah, they're cutting out the shit that truly is undeniably bullshit. No.
You know, the tinfoil hat stuff needs to go away. Yeah. But there's other stuff that's worth having a discussion over.
Yes, it's not just one narrative. And I didn't see anything wrong with the other stuff just being out there either. It's like you can make your decision, but base it on facts. Do your research. A lot of people don't. But I was just blown away at how difficult it's been to find some of this information anymore. It's just gone. It's like the web. I can't find
something's up there.
Website
that shouldn't be the case. It should be available, but it, you know, as far as it shouldn't necessarily be promoted.
It's like,
if that makes sense,
it's like
you should be able to find it.
It's like, oh my God, this is like what China's like, where you got the censored internet. I'm like, we have it here too, but nobody realizes it. And I was shocked and I was freaked out. I'm like, this is spooky. And she already knew something. She's like, yeah. I'm like, oh my God. And I was just like, what the hell is going on? And I ended up finding some stuff, but it was like, there used to be a lot more information out here on it. But I mean, it goes so high up. And the problem is, I don't think it's, you know, Jack and Jill who work at Google that are said, okay, we got to, you know, delist this or move this around or that are, you know, sitting there going, you know, I'm part of the thing. It's they believe they're doing the right thing. If you get everybody to believe you're doing the right thing for whatever thing it is, they'll do it. They might not necessarily like understand why they're doing it, but it goes up. And I think ultimately it goes to people are convinced they're doing the right thing.
You're 100% right.
There's something or several people way, way, way high that are pulling the strings on this. And we're not seeing it. It's all kind of being done. We're all distracted with this thing over here and that thing over there. And then we can move all this shit around at the same time. I was shocked. I really was. And that scared me. And it made me go, this is not, there's something else going on here. So I don't know that's something, the censorship shit is really getting out of control. And some people are like, yeah, we've been saying that forever. You're right. I guess my eyes have been open to some of it, and I don't know. It's getting weird.
I think Facebook is a huge these social media companies where they curate what you see. So you think you're seeing everything on a topic, and you're not.
Yeah,
I think they're very dangerous.
All I could find when I searched these things were reasons why the opinion that there's something else going on here is wrong. It was nothing. There was nothing that like said, here's why we think this is right. And here's why. It was just, this is crazy. That's crazy. Crazy this, crazy that. It's like, no, this really isn't that crazy of a theory. Quite honestly, there's a lot like this needs to be examined more or have some more answers given to it, because there really never has been. Just everybody. It's like it's all shamed. Everybody gets shamed. Well, you believe that, you're crazy. It's like, and I don't believe every conspiracy theory. I'm really not a conspiracy theorist. I think a lot of them are utter bullshit. But you should at least have the right to be able to look this information up without it being completely whitewashed. And that's what's happening.
Yeah, I do think I'm kind of scared about some of the people that believe everything they read.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so part of me is like, I kind of am glad that maybe some of it's not out there.
And at first, that's what I was thinking too. At first, that's how my gut went. I'm like, good. People who are crazy aren't reading crazy shit. But it goes beyond the crazy shit. It's like, okay, we're going to get rid of the super crazy shit, but we're also going to get rid of anything that makes us possibly look bad or puts us in a negative way.
I think we've stopped thinking in this country. I think we you know, stare at a TV screen and nod our heads in compliance a lot. And I think that's really dangerous. I think we've lost the ability to reason and to think and to look at something and go, I need to do some further research on that.
Well, and then
we stare at the TV screen and go, yes, master, I understand.
And that's the problem though, too. When you try and do the research, the data ain't there, or it's super hard to find. And that's the problem. I mean, I've stopped watching MSNBC. I've never really watched Fox. I'd have watched any of these because it's like, because I was doing some comparisons. I'm like, this is really fucking out there over here. And the narrative that one is saying over here is the opposite of the one over here. So what's right? And you can argue almost equally, I think, on a lot of them, like, well, this one's right over here and this one's right over there. But they're all vehemently saying the other one is completely insane. Like,
well, and you know, just as well as I do, they need their ratings. They have meetings on a weekly basis about their ratings, just like we used to do in radio.
Yep.
So they come in with a shred of truth, but then they have to make it last. They have to make it so that you'll come and get that truth, but you're going to stick around for that next, I don't want to get radio technical or media technical, but for that next glob of of ratings and people to be sitting there watching your program, you need to keep them for that next 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And I think it has changed our country in a way that's not healthy.
No.
You know, that news is sensationalized now. Mm-hmm. And I think after 9/11, you bringing that up, that little scroll on the bottom of the screen.
That was the beginning of the end.
That was the beginning of it, because there was so much information flying at us that we had no way to keep up with it.
Yeah.
And it never stopped. And now we are all at this point of, I need more information. We have alerts on our phones. We have alerts. I just had one pop up 5 minutes ago on my computer just now of the news. I don't need the news right now. I'm busy. I'm talking to you.
I like how news organizations make up their own warnings and such now, especially with weather. Like, there's a lightning warning. There is no such thing as a lightning warning. What the fuck is that?
Nobody can predict where lightning's going to strike.
It's not a lightning. There isn't a lightning warning. And then and they've even make them up for like severe thunderstorms and stuff too. When it's not issued by NOAA, it's like, we're going to call it this. And like, it's a red alert warning, like from Action 3 News has issued a red alert warning. What the fuck does that even, and then it just confuses people, because it's like, what the fuck does that even mean?
And then it hypes people up too.
And then when there are
just, you know what, we've got a storm coming. Yeah. We need you to be aware.
Yeah. Because then when there like legitimate like tornado warnings and such, it's like, but that doesn't sound as bad as a red alert warning. And and what one of the things that shocked me getting out of media day to day is talking to people that don't work in media.
And they don't give a fuck.
And like their total ununderstanding or misunderstanding of what all of that means. It's like,
they don't know.
They're like, is a watch worse than a warning? And it's like, you don't know that? And it's like, they're like, of course, why would I? I'm like, oh my God. But it's like, it's, you know, it'd be like if they said something about their workplace and like, you don't know that? Like, no. But no, I mean, it's confuse. And I think that's kind of the goal right now, is confuse the shit out of everyone.
It is, because you're going to tune back in for more clarity.
Yeah. I don't know. I was blown away by the censorship that I saw this week. And I don't know what to even say. Then it keeps me digging. Cause I'm like, what else is going, you know, but yeah, it's quite interesting. It's quite interesting. And there's a lot of compelling facts that I have argued the opposite side of, for the past several years. And I start looking at some of the research and some of the evidence and some of the things that like are literally there, that it's like videotapes of people doing certain things. It's like, oh shit. And it's like, well, tell me more. And I don't just jump to it going, well, this is all true, but it's like, okay, I got to pull my head out of my little sand over here. Cause I get mad at everybody over there saying, you know, digging in there, I'm digging out completely of everything. And I'm just like, I want to hear it every side, because I don't trust this side. I don't trust that side. There shouldn't fucking be a side. I just want truth. And I was kind of shocked. So there you go. Not afraid to admit that. But I think it's growth, but it's fucking scary.
Yeah, it is scary.
You just want to sit there and go, well, and you dig into whatever may feel best, because we've been through trauma. And when you're doing that, you just want to feel okay. But fuck, it's fucked up. Anyway, on to today's episode of the program and some of the crazy shit that's going on out there. This was this is like the feel good story of the week. The man who was recently convicted, I think we did this story too.
We did.
He killed his 2-day-old daughter because she wouldn't stop crying by punching her in the face, causing fatal injuries. He was found dead in his cell and apparently murdered. So, yes, that is, that's the feel-good story of the week.
Sometimes nature takes care of itself.
It does. It's just like a... It's a good thing that was done there. So we'll play some feel good music here. Can You Feel the Love Tonight by Elton John. Anyway, here's the story. Obviously, newborn babies cry a lot. In fact, that's how they communicate. But when a two-day-old baby wouldn't stop crying, an infuriated father punched her in the face so hard that she died. Karen Bissett, 21, the child's mother, had left the child with her father, Liam Dean, when she went to get some sleep on July 10th, 2017. Since Luna wouldn't stop crying while Bissett was away, he shook her hard. Yeah, another great thing to do with a baby. And then punched her in the face, squeezing her body and arms, reports the BBC. Because everyone knows when a baby's crying, shake them, hit them, and squeeze them.
Yeah, that makes it better, doesn't it?
It's always the quite correct route. Despite suffering grave injuries, the father did nothing. The next day, he informed Luna's mother that she was struggling to breathe and lied that she fell from the bed while sleeping at night. The two-day-old was rushed to Leeds General Infirmary, where she died in intensive care on July 14th. According to the doctor, Luna died as a result of head trauma, which left her with catastrophic brain injuries. When questioned by police, Dean broke down and admitted that he was the one who attacked the infant. During Dean's trial, prosecutor Michael Smith stated that the infant suffered damage to her brain, body, and face. Smith said he was responsible for all the injuries that she had suffered, and he said that Luna had not settled down and he lost control. The then 22-year-old father was given a life sentence and a minimum of 10 years in prison on October 2017. Unfortunately, fate had other plans for him. Just months after receiving his sentence, Dean was found dead in his prison cell in IMP Leeds on the 12th of November, 2017. Fellow inmate John Westlin, who was serving a sentence for rape and grievous bodily injury and harm, was arrested and given a minimum of 19 years in prison as he was responsible for the murder of the father. During the trial, Judge Rodney Jamieson QC told Westlin, "You told the jury that you believe Liam Dean was a sex offender, but he was not. He had committed a very serious crime, but he had admitted to it from the first and was trying to come to terms with what he had done. It's an unfortunate consequence of life in prison that those who are themselves guilty of serious offenses, as you were, will find another inmate to look down on, given the nature of your own conviction. Some might find that to be rank hypocrisy," said the judge. The Westland revealed that because of the nature of Dean's conviction, he was frequently referred to as baby killer around the jail, and he received daily threats and taunts. He also claimed that his cellmate was in debt to other inmates. During the week-long trial, jurors heard that the convict killed the cellmate with a broken bottle of aftershave, that the victim had shown symptoms of asphyxiation caused by pressure on his head and face. Even though Dean's crime of killing an infant daughter was termed as an appalling crime that tore her family apart, by West Yorkshire police, they believed that he was entitled to the right of serving time in prison.
Well, sure.
I
yada, yada, yada.
Yeah,
whatever.
That's what you'd say out loud. I think secretly I'd be like, thank God. Yeah. So there you go.
Yep.
Nature. Bye-bye. Nature has taken its course. Here's another fun one. I always find these interesting. The funeral homes that do crazy shit.
Oh, my God. Right.
And then don't get caught for it for years. An L.A. funeral home owner accused of letting bodies rot in shocking case. This is out of Los Angeles. A Los Angeles funeral home owner illegally left the remains of 11 people, including infants, in stages of decay and mummification and faces more than a decade in jail, prosecutors said. City attorney Mike Feuer, whose office can only file misdemeanor offenses, announced this is a misdemeanor, announced the charges Friday, calling it an incredibly sad and shocking situation, and said that officials could smell the odor from outside the San Fernando Valley facility.
You think?
11 people died, including very young children, and a funeral director hired to compassionately prepare the bodies for burial allegedly left them out to rot with neither the decency nor the dignity that all our loved ones deserve. Feuer said in a statement, the deaths are one tragedy, and this alleged monstrous mistreatment is a second tragedy. Funeral homes that mistreat human remains have made headlines for years. Funeral home regulations vary across the U.S., with some states requiring annual inspections and several requiring no inspections at all. In one of the most extreme cases, more than 330 decaying corpses were found in 2002 in a tri-state crematory near a tiny community of Noble, about 100 miles northwest of Atlanta.
Wait a second. Aren't there loved ones going, excuse me, you know, where's our great grandma?
Well, I don't know how long they were left out. I don't know if that comes up in the story. But, you know, if you leave a body just out on the table, it's kind of like leaving chicken out. And
yeah, it's not good.
And usually, you know, there's about 3 or 4 days or longer between death and a funeral. And if you leave it out to rot without having it in the freezer or what is it when you put the stuff in the body to keep it from embalming, yes, without being embalmed, it's going to happen. So this almost just sounds like a case of just utter laziness. And like, nobody's going to know. I'm just going to let them go over here. We'll cover it up.
But aren't you going to notice? I mean, are they going to be brought into like the ceremony? And you're like, holy shit, what is that smell? I mean, it seems like, what the fuck was this person doing?
I guess it kind of depends, you know, what the end thing is here. Like if they're all getting cremated, you assume no one's ever going to know because you're going to throw them in the oven and, you know, we're going to have some cookies in a little bit.
It's such a horrible... I can't imagine being anywhere near this place.
Why would you not just put him in the freezer? I mean, why would you want to even be around that? If this is your job, you'd think you'd want to, you know, be somewhat sanitary just for your own health.
Well, yeah, it's something about it. Something's weird.
In Los Angeles, authorities opened an investigation into the Mark B. Allen Mortuary and Cremation Services, Inc. after receiving complaints from families. The mortuary owned by Mark B. Allen is now closed and phone numbers listed to the business are disconnected. It's not immediately clear whether Allen has an attorney who can speak on his behalf. He faces 22 misdemeanor charges, 2 for each person. That's it. And the state's health and safety code, where one statute makes it illegal for anyone to dispose of human remains anywhere that's not a cemetery. The second statute Allen faces is disposing of remains illegally through his role as a funeral director. Maximum penalty is $110,000. And 11 years in jail. So basically, he's going to get less of a penalty than a lot of other crimes that you would think of being much more, much less.
The only caveat to that is, you know, you're not doing any more harm to the person. They're already dead.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why it's not a bigger crime.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like he killed them. They were already dead when they got there. So I guess that's the good news. They didn't suffer.
Yeah.
But their family suffered. And that's not fair.
Yeah. The dipshit in Michigan who made the lieback rape comments lost in the election. Robert Reagan, the Michigan Republican who said rape victims should lie back and enjoy it, lost his bid for the state house to Democratic opponent Carol Glanville in a special election on Tuesday. The district Reagan sought to represent, a conservative area north of Grand Rapids whose residents are primarily white, has only ever been held by Republicans, according to the Detroit Free Press. Well, bravo to them for actually saying, I don't care what party you're in. We're not electing the guy who thinks rape is just like, lay back, enjoy it, have a Corona. Glanville received about 52% of the vote, trumping Reagan's 40. So he's still got 40%.
He got 40% of the vote. This is a guy who is quoted as saying, having 3 daughters, I tell my daughters, well, if rape is inevitable, you should just lie back and enjoy it. Here's the beautiful part. His daughter, one of his daughters, her name was Stephanie. She urged people to not vote for her dad. Can you imagine holiday season around that house?
I think I would disown my parent if they ever made that comment in public. I'd be like, I'm sorry, we're done. We're just done. There's no way, shape, or form that should ever be uttered. That's just never, ever, ever, ever appropriate. Not in a joke, not in anything. It's not, it's just never, ever, ever appropriate.
Never. It's rape and sex are 2 entirely different things. They are not one and the same, and you don't just go, all right, well, I'll just take this one. You know, no.
Take it for the team.
Fucking moron.
Oh my God. Fucked up. So
I'm glad his daughter spoke out.
Yeah.
I think that's a sign of somebody who is doing some thinking on her own instead of, my dad said this, I have to believe it. No, she went, you know what? My dad is a fucking crazy man.
Yeah. My God. So there you go. That's our roundup of crazy shit for this episode of the program.
Oh, and it is. That was crazy, man.
It is.
That was crazy.
It is. All right. That's going to wrap up today's episode of The Dark Side. If you like the show, be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts and leave us a review there on Apple Podcasts. We greatly, greatly appreciate that. Until next time, for Stacey, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of The Dark Side of.